You're listening to SBS News.
Large areas of New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia are bracing for extreme conditions as a heatwave moves across the southeast. A drop in temperatures over Christmas gave firefighters battling blazes in all three states an opportunity to try and bring fires under control ahead of the heat returning. Firefighters and volunteers in New South Wales have spent the festive period building containment lines to protect properties and try and control the blazes. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons told Sky News crews have worked tirelessly to get the lines in place ahead of deteriorating conditions.
Over the last few days, crews have been out in some pretty rugged and remote terrain. They've been cutting hand tool lines, they've had small machinery in, creating fire breaks. But importantly, they're doing very tactical and strategic backburning operations from the ground with the firefighters on the ground, the men and women hiking through the countryside to get these lines in.
The heatwave comes as it is announced members of the Australian Defence Force will be deployed to help New South Wales firefighting efforts. Army officers will be used as logistical support and to facilitate the use of army assets, including bulldozers, bulk water carriers and troops. Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has warmly welcomed the support and says it is a good initiative.
What these officers will do is talk to our local incident controllers, the incident management teams, but importantly the recovery teams that are starting to do the rebuilding area in those locations, with a view to, rather than us asking for what we think we need, these officers will also be able to offer up suggestions and ideas about assistance they might be able to provide that we may not necessarily have given some thought to.
Residents in South Australia are experiencing extreme heat, which will continue into the weekend, with a statewide Code Red being enforced. The Code Red ensures homeless people in South Australia have access to water and are inside in a cool environment away from the heat. South Australia's Country Fire Service is worried strong winds will cause existing fires burning across the state to flare up, and a spokesman has urged residents in fire danger areas to evacuate.
CFS is urging everybody to activate their bushfire plans. The safest place is to be away from areas that would see these conditions. If your plan was to stay and defend your property under these type of conditions, but you have visitors because it's Christmas time, or you have illness or unwellness in the family and you're not prepared for these conditions, again, you should leave those areas.
The southeast heatwave has caused authorities in Victoria to issue an official heat health alert for the state, with temperatures expected to soar into the 40s. Fire crews are particularly concerned the severe conditions may cause fires burning in the state's East Gippsland area to flare up. Victoria's State Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp is urging people across the state to prioritise their health and minimise heat exposure.
When it comes to heat, we know that the potential impact it has on people's individual health, and it's so important for people to look after themselves. Also, it's important we look out for each other, so look out for neighbours, family members that you might know that might struggle in the heat.
Meanwhile, in a statement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reiterated his commitment to helping support firefighters and all those affected by the fires.
My ministers and I remain in constant contact with our state and territory counterparts and fire chiefs, and we stand ready to deliver whatever extra help they ask of us.
Commonwealth support and resources, which likely will be needed over the coming days, with authorities across all states urging residents to be on alert. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.